Hello and welcome to www.beachvacationpacking.com's Beach Destination Spotlight. I'm Brian, and I'm excited to be with you for today's podcast, where I'm going to discuss the best potential beach vacations around the world in the month of November. Now, winter is just now starting to take over in many parts of the United States, and that means a lot of people are starting to consider a nice warm beach vacation. And that's why I'm here today, to help you find the perfect beach destination to escape the cold weather wherever you are. So in today's podcast, I'm going to highlight what I believe are the three top November beach destinations for you to consider around the world. Without further ado, here's my list. Number one, Goa, India. Number two, Muscat, Oman. And number three, Los Angeles, California. So let's go in order. Number one on my list is Goa, India. Located on India's western coast bordering the Indian Ocean, Goa is a great beach destination for you to consider in November. With 103 kilometers of coastline, you'll have no problem finding a great beach to set up camp for your vacation. You can usually reach Goa making only one stop from the United States, but it will bring a long travel day for you. However, you're going to be rewarded when you get there with some amazing coastline, some warm water, and a fabulous beach vacation. November brings a daily temperature range of 72 to 91 degrees Fahrenheit in Goa, with an average temperature of 82 degrees. The monsoon season has generally ended by the time you reach November, and there are usually fewer than 2 rainy days for the entire month, meaning you should have plenty of sun to spend on the beach. Now, Goa is famous for its long stretches of white sandy beach and for the huge variety of water sports available to beach visitors, including surfing, parasailing, jet skiing, water skiing, windsurfing, sailing, deep sea fishing, wakeboarding, and so much more. So when you get there, you are not going to be bored, whether you just want to set up shop, read a book, and lay out in the sun, or if you want to do one of those activities, you're going to have plenty to do on your beach vacation in Goa. And there are countless different beaches along that 103 kilometers of sand for you to choose for your prime location on your beach vacation. So I'm going to mention a couple of my top choices if you go to Goa. Number one is Agonda Beach. It's considered one of the most scenic beaches in all of Asia, and it's surprisingly not very crowded, which makes this one of the prime beaches to use for a honeymoon location for those who are looking for a little more privacy and to get away from the crowds. Number two is Baga Beach. It's one of the more popular and thus one of the more crowded beaches in Goa, and it's known for its outdoor beach parties, its happening nightlife, and its amazing seafood. And then finally, the third beach in Goa I want to talk about is Patnam Beach. It's a great option for those who are deciding between a secluded getaway and a happening nightlife, because it is a small beach located between two beautiful cliffs that's relatively quiet and peaceful during the day, but it's actually only 10 minutes away from Palolem Beach, which has a more vibrant nightlife. So you can stay there in Patnam, enjoy the quiet seclusion of the beach during the day, and then take a 10-minute drive to have a more exciting nightlife. So it's a good opportunity, or it's a good choice for people trying to have it both ways. So that's what I have to say about Goa, India. And I'll move on to number two beach destination in November on my list, and that is Muscat, Oman. Now, many people don't first think about Arab countries when they start considering a beach vacation, but it would be a real mistake for you not to consider Muscat, Oman. It was named the second best city in the world to visit in 2012 by Lonely Planet, and it is a great November beach destination. With the summer over, the temperatures are very mild in November in Muscat, with a general range of 70 to 88 degrees Fahrenheit, and an average of a near perfect 79 degrees. And you should have no problem whatsoever going into the sea, because the water temperature actually averages 82 degrees. You can walk right in and have no problem whatsoever. Now, Muscat has some of the world's best kite surfing, and it's well known for being a great location for those interested in turtle, dolphin, whale, and bird watching. And there's also a wide variety of both hard and soft corals off the shore, making Muscat a great destination for people looking to snorkel or scuba dive on their beach vacation. Now, once you are in Muscat, Kurum Beach, that's Q-U-R-U-M, Kurum Beach, is probably the most popular beach in Muscat. It has a long stretch of sandy coastline, which houses hotels in all price ranges, restaurants, snack bars, and tourist shops. And finally, I'd like to talk about the number three destination on my list for the month of November, and that is Los Angeles, California. Now, although technically still fall, the temperatures are still generally in the 70s and 80s, and you're able to enjoy the beaches during November without the summer crowds and the accompanying terrible traffic that goes with those crowds. And when you are in Los Angeles, the general Los Angeles area for a beach vacation, you have a lot of different beaches that you can choose from to satisfy whatever you're looking for. And so just to mention a few of those, there's Malibu, where you can enjoy the celebrity lifestyle at Sandy Zuma Beach, where they filmed I Dream of Jeannie and Baywatch. There's Santa Monica, where you can enjoy the games and rides on the Santa Monica Pier and shopping at 3rd Street Promenade when taking a break from the waves. There's Venice, which probably has the best people watching in all of Southern California, maybe all of California, and it's right next to the wonderful Abbot Kinney, which is a great place to take a stroll, eat brunch, and do some shopping. There is Manhattan Beach, where you can catch great waves on a long stretch of sandy and less crowded beach, which might be your best option in Los Angeles if you're looking to do some surfing. And finally, there's Rancho Palos Verdes, where you can enjoy the stunning cliffs, play a round of golf on the most scenic California golf courses outside of Pebble Beach, or lounge around or go for some walks at Terranea Resort. If you want more information about the great things you can do on a Los Angeles beach vacation, go ahead and listen to podcast number one, which focuses entirely on the best California beach vacation destinations, including Los Angeles. So, in conclusion, my recommendations for the top three destinations that you should consider if you're going to take a November beach vacation are: number one, Goa, India; number two, Muscat, Oman; and number three, Los Angeles, California. So, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please review me on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio. I have some links right on my webpage to take you right there so you can rate the show. And I hope you got some good ideas about how you can best escape the cold weather where you are and start planning your perfect November beach vacation. And after the show, don't forget to visit www.beachvacationpacking.com as you plan and pack for your November beach vacation. At the site, you can download a free printable packing list, click on links to purchase some suggested items for your trip, buy that all-important travel insurance, book your hotel or flights, or just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, or Instagram. So until next time, I'm Brian from BeachVacationPacking.com, signing off.